Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, go to the podcast. Okay, you have the executive order. around the world or even America. So it's working behind it does work, right? Inward end. It does work. But not just five. Not work. But I mean what's your opinion on though for instance put a lot of them so how do you reverse that paradigm way of thinking? It allows me to be an historical root that in America. Now we're the national social is the home in America here. And America is that we want to be the national social and not a boy, that's all. That's all the best.
Spiritual powers.
Mr. Adam, that's what
yeah.
the Pharisees called Jesus, was a sorcerer, okay?
Well, like a wizard.
So you're talking like a Jew. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just telling you, man, you're talking like those Pharisees back in those days. They called him a sorcerer. That's why they hung him on the cross.
What's wrong
okay,
with
well,
being a magician?
Yeah, well, the thing of it is the Bible is very clear on the on that you know, he was not a sorcerer or a magician. You know, is that he was the Son of God. You know, and manifested
well,
God manifested himself in as the Trinity. You know, the Godhead. See, God manifested himself as the flesh, as a, you know. See, it's hard to explain the Trinity or the you know, the Godhead. Really, so Godhead is mentioned three times in the Bible. But he wasn't a sorcerer or a wizard. But, I mean, what do you think? I mean, Adam, he pointed a biblical verse to you. I mean, can you give anything to expound on that?
Well, I guess what I would say is, according to Ben Klassen, the Jews actually wrote that Catholic Bible, that was tailor-made by the Jews in order to try to deceive the white man.
No, sir. That is propaganda, man. You've got to see through the difference. That's propaganda. I promise you. I'm 45 years old, man. I'm retired from the Army. I have done my research. I did 3 tours in Iraq. I did a tour in Key West with Commander Colucci of the NSM. I'm telling you, man. You're being misled. You've got No, I understand looking at other stuff here and there. I do too. But you're being misled. If Jesus Christ was a sorcerer and all these things, why would they try to destroy Christianity?
Yeah.
Because it was taking money away from the banks. That's why they tried to
destroy
Christianity.
Why are they trying to
destroy
Donald Trump?
Yeah, that's kind of partly them Marxists. See, now the thing is, I'm not like an anti-Christian. I just see that in more of a pagan's kind of way. Like, I look at that Christian religion kind of like through the eyes of a pagan man, where I envision Jesus Christ as like a pagan that believed in nature.
Yeah, I know. I got a friend that pretty much on the same thing, that he was a warrior and he defied the Jewish rule and they killed him. I mean, get that, but it's
just,
you know, you're not wrong.
You're
not wrong about that. But that was 2,000 years ago.
The way that they killed Jesus Christ is pretty much the same way that they would have said, fucking burn the witch at the stake. No, burn her at the stake. Hang him on the cross. That's what I see. That's how I see that.
I'm not against burning witches, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and listen, I got a bunch of other people here on the board. I'll leave you guys on as long as we could have a civil conversation with each other. We're doing pretty good there, as long as we're not arguing over here.
I'm not upset about what he. I just think he's misinformed. That's all. I'm just trying to get there with him.
Joe, I'd like to put a word in real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
To that second caller that was talking about the laser beams and the Chinese being uncivilized as far as their weaponry, man, you are so far off the beam. America is so guilty of dropping bombs, napalm, Agent Orange, paraquat, syphilis, typhoid fever, and everything else on its own population. And you mean a little laser beam against a plane is barbaric. How in the world did you come up with that?
All right. Go ahead.
He's not saying. he's not wrong about that. He's not wrong about that. He is wrong about the syphilis part, though. The syphilis part, you're talking about the Tuskegee airmen? What they did, they selected black soldiers that had either been drafted or volunteered to come in. They were already infected with syphilis. And then they put them into a program to experiment on, I guess, syphilis vaccinations and whatnot. They didn't inject syphilis into the black guys just right off the top. No,
They did it to entire states, especially in Missouri.
Not just the Tuskegee Airmen.
You disagree on that, Mark. I mean, obviously, we could go back and forth on that. Guys, just if you can, please just hold that thought. I'm going to go to 601 here. I think they want to ask somebody a question here. Oh, no, 865 is first. 601.
Mississippi.
865, go ahead.
Hello, this is Corporal Bigfoot from NSM. How are you doing?
I knew it was Bigfoot.
Welcome to NSM Media. You're doing a great job. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, man.
I
love the openness.
Well, I'm Christian Identity. When he was talking about 2:9 and 3:9 in the Bible, that's Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. That says that the Jews are the synagogue of Satan. And if the other guys thinks that the Jews wrote the Bible, they didn't. If they did, they would have written Jesus Christ right out of it. That was 66 books. It started out about 200 different books. And some of them were repetitive. Some of them were proven to be false books. So they whittled it down to 66. And there's parts of it, I know one part of it called the Apocrypha, that the Catholic Church just omitted it, and I think that was about 400 years of history. But basically, your Bible is a history book.
That's the Maccabees.
Yeah.
The 400 years is the Maccabees.
Okay, I thought that was the Apocrypha. Now, I've got a good book here I just got in the mail called Your Heritage, and it's from Bertrand Comparé, who was one of the greatest preachers, I think, that ever walked the earth. This is a man that was an FBI prosecutor, okay? He was a federal prosecutor, and he goes through the scriptures, and he lays it out just like it's court evidence. And he does all sorts of good lectures. Unfortunately, he has passed away, but Kingdom Identity Ministries has taken over his ministry and the one from Wesley Swift, who was a great preacher in the late 50s and the early 60s.
Have you ever heard of Dr. Peter Ruckman? Dr. Peter Ruckman?
No.
No, okay. He was a preacher back in the 50s and 60s. Actually, the Vatican Knights actually stabbed him. He was out, so they attacked him. He was Pensacola, Florida. He was down there in that area. But, that's something I'll look into. I'm writing it down now, the information you're given.
Yeah, I just covered about half of this book. It's only about 60 pages. He goes through and he makes the case about whether Jesus was a Jew or not, and lays out everything that he was not a Jew by race and he was not a Jew by religion. And by race, that also means your DNA heritage. Okay.
Okay. That's good. I want to read that.
Yeah. If you take a look, they have a poster for the history of the Anglo-Saxon race. You can trace his bloodline back to the line of Heber, H-E-B-R-E, which that is the root word for Hebrew. Jesus was a Hebrew, not a Jew. And if he was a Jew, him and the apostles would not have had so many problems traveling, because there are scriptures in there that say they were afraid to go here for fear of the Jew, afraid to go there for fear of the Jew, because
that's true.
apparently
that's true. Wow. Yeah, I never looked at it like that.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's 100% right. And I have that book. I have not read it yet, though, Bigfoot.
Yeah,
I think
I
have
Saul
not read it yet,
and,
but I have it.
Oh, I forgot the name. I think Saul and Judas were actually Jews. I think Peter was Roman by birth. He by his birthright, he was a Roman citizen.
Yeah,
so he had
father.
Privileges. Yeah, he had privileges of saying, "Hey, I'm a Roman just like you soldiers." You know.
Yeah, don't
so
beat
he
me.
Had privileges, you know, to travel.
Yeah, but anybody could be a Roman.
Yeah, well,
no,
that was
not,
you
well,
had the
no,
Roman
no.
citizens, and then you had the slaves, and then you had conquered people. And everything, but the big thing is you know, it's like they say, the Jews are Esau, Edomite, Canaanites, and Ashkenazi Khazar. They are not Jacob
right.
Israel.
That's
yeah,
right.
They are
that's
not
right.
Jacob
that's
Israel.
Right, because you think about, hey, Bigfoot, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on, brother. Go ahead.
Okay. Jacob Israel never gave his blessing to Judah, his second
Judah
son,
was,
Judah. He gave
Judah
his blessings to.
Or no, Judah
huh?
was the son. So Judah was
no, he
the
gave
son.
His blessings to Joseph's sons.
Well, what was it? Jacob had twin sons, or had two sons.
Esau.
Phares and Zerah.
No, Judah. Yeah, Ishmael and
yeah. Yeah, I just read that. Yeah,
Isaac.
There's another. There's, yeah, that was
Isaac.
Esau.
But see,
Isaac.
He gave his blessing to Joseph's sons when he met with Joseph in Egypt after Joseph was enslaved by Judah and Reuben.
Yeah. Well, they also
I'd like to interject
well,
here.
Listen,
if I
got 601 that's been waiting a while here. 601,
okay.
Everybody, just stay on there if you want to, because I want to give everyone.
Okay.
I see everyone that when you put your hand up, I don't like to make people wait too long. And you see, I don't hang
no,
up
that's
on
cool.
you as long as you're polite,
no,
you know, and
fine.
Respectful. 601, go ahead. Yeah. What's on your mind?
How you doing? I was just wanted to jump in this religious conversation here. I myself was raised Southern Baptist, but became an agnostic. Now, me wanting to be agnostic is not an attempt to play middle of the road. That's just my own personal choice. But first and foremost, I am a white nationalist, and as a white nationalist, I ask myself, well, what religion is more beneficial to my cause? I do see value in religion. And being agnostic, I guess it allows me to be a little bit more flexible in that area. I don't expect other people to be agnostic or anything else. But out of when it comes to Christianity or paganism, I do see that paganism is a little bit more beneficial to us. I don't. There's a story that's coming out in the Washington Post. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but let me just read you the title of it. Facing a First Amendment fight, a small Minnesota town allows a white supremacist church. The City Council of Murdoch, Minnesota, voted on December 9th to grant a permit that allows the Asatru Folk Assembly, which has been identified as a white supremacist group, to gather at an abandoned church it bought. And they're freaking out about this because they had the First Amendment right to do this, and they don't know what to do about it. In a statement following the vote, they defended the council as only wanting what's best for the city. We voted, but not by emotion. I went straight off the findings of the facts of the First Amendment. They were afraid that if they denied them the right to purchase the church, they would face a devastating religious lawsuit, and that's what would have happened. But yeah, pay attention to that story. I suspect there's going to be some conflict in Minnesota pretty soon.
I did hear about that story, actually. I did see that across my Facebook feed, too, and I shared it, actually. So I did hear about that story. I haven't paid too much attention to it lately, but I've heard about that a couple months ago, actually, when it first came out. So,
They just voted on December 9th to verify that they had the right to do that.
Okay.
Let's see.
Well, they do have the right. I mean, you have the First Amendment right. I mean, what's like we talk about? Well, I was just saying earlier, you know, if you talk about, you know, they're white supremacists. What is a white supremacist? What is that?
Well,
what is that?
Is that
like,
just
does anybody know?
That.
Well, according to yeah, I mean, it could mean anything today,
you,
right?
Can I tell you what they mean by white supremacy?
Sure.
They mean Western Christian civilization.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
a white person existing. A white person existing is white supremacist.
Exactly. That's
and we've
what
got a black man. We've got a black guy on the phone right now, Mark Johnson, who says, "Hey, you know, he's for like, look, man, you want you're white and proud. He supports that." You know, now I don't know if he goes back to his black brothers and says, "I'm you know, behind his back," you know, or whatever. I screw those white people, you know. What do you call
hey,
it, crackers?
Yeah, you know what? He needs to learn who Marcus Garvey was.
Yep.
I'm a lot older than you.
Yeah.
You're
older.
Well,
you
than
have
me?
To ask.
Yeah, he does. He's an older black individual. Yes, he's older. Yeah, he's. How old are you, Mark? I don't want to say.
Totally
I'm fine,
62. Well, apparently he is because he's not in prison, so he got some sense.
I just got out of prison.
but he just got out.
That happens under these
All right, hey, let's give Mark
hold
a minute,
on,
please. Come on,
hold
let's
on,
get
guys.
It. Come on,
hold,
man. Mark, go ahead, Mark. Because I can't.
Guys.
I'm not, you know, give him a minute, please. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I would like to address a lot of the things that the people on the panel are saying, but I don't wish to offend anybody with my particular views because. What I think individually really doesn't amount to a hill of beans when it all comes down to the rationalization that either we're all going to learn to get along or we're going to destroy each other. That's the bottom line, folks.
Bert actually brought that onto my platform, actually. We had Sarah call in. She was a female from Minnesota. She said, why can't we all just get along? Well, how well has that been working out? You know, it's all get along. You know, I mean,
with the concept of the biblical characters back in the day, they had many wives. Esau had many wives. He had Sarah. He had handmaidens. He had foot maidens, and he had all of this and all of that. What, like, some of these people that are in the Bible had, what, 8-10 different wives at a time? Am I correct?
800.
Yeah. So what was the possibility that he liked a little bit of spice in his life and all of his children weren't Anglo-Saxon?
Therein lies the problem, right? Therein lies the problem. You see, Christianity has an issue with it being multicultural in a lot of aspects, and a lot of different cultures lay claim to Christianity, not just European people, but also Africans, Muslims, Jews. That's an issue, and that's why I believe, you know, I see ethno-paganism as a far more beneficial tool
religion
for us instead of Christianity.
Well, we're already into paganism with the worshiping of Groundhog's Day, Christmas, et cetera. So paganism is real and prevalent throughout the United States. Halloween, except New Year's.
Yeah.
New Year's, Chinese thing, just celebrated on the wrong damn day.
Yeah.
The first
well,
New
hey,
Year,
listen,
we're
callers, callers that are waiting in the queue, callers that are waiting, listen, I will get to you. You just got to be patient. You don't have to hang up, call back in, press one. I will get to you, I promise. And I don't hang up on nobody.
Go ahead. I can see my time. Go ahead.
What's the black guy's name again?
It's Mark Johnson.
Oh, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Can I ask you a direct question?
Certainly.
Okay, what does Zimbabwe, Uganda, Nigeria, South Africa, Rhodesia, and Detroit and South Chicago have in common?
Black people, a whole bunch of police that are really screwing things up, and a lack of food and resources.
How did all the jobs went
to Mexico? Even from Zimbabwe and everywhere else.
White people currently have black jobs.
What about Port-au-Prince, Haiti?
Help them to become something better in the world.
Port-au-Prince, Haiti, they got black people over there that don't like Jamaicans. Jamaicans don't like the people from the Bahamas. The Bohemians don't like the people from Haiti. And it goes on and on and on. And there's even cultural division between black people.
So doesn't that speak wonders, though, for this all let's all get along crap? Because even within their own culture of the black people, you know, you're not getting along with each other. So why bring that crap? Why is the Jew promoting that so much between the blacks and whites that we got to intermingle, mix with each other, and destroy ourselves?
I can tell you that.
Go ahead.
They want one race, one language, one culture, one religion, so they can have a one world government. So they can usher in their
one race, one religion.
And listen, I got a couple other callers. I'll get to you. 312, you're next, and 541. I think I already had you on, so I'll unmute you. I think you got disconnected. But let's get to 312. Go ahead. You've been waiting a long time. Yeah, I know you called back. 312, go ahead.
How you doing right there? This is Colonel Sasquatch. I'm calling in from the TSM, and just calling up to say hoorah to all you guys. Also, I was in Iraq, and I served four tour duties, and I also did one that came out of Afghanistan. But I'm here to say that Jesus Christ was a Muslim. Did you know that?
That's the point. Everybody can kind of lay claim to Jesus. That's the issue with white identitarians trying to use Christianity.
What's the Bible say?
The
doesn't Deuteronomy say, I will rise? In Deuteronomy 18:18, it says, I will rise him up a prophet amongst his brethren. So who was Deuteronomy 2? It was for who was that book written to and for at that time? Obviously, what was Moses? Moses was a Jew, wasn't he? I mean, so obviously that, you know, Deuteronomy was written during Moses' era. So I will raise him up a prophet amongst his brethren. So who's God talking about? You know, so, you know, is it the whites? Is it the Jew? Is it the Muslims? I mean, it can't be everybody. So it's got to be one or the other. So who has biblical? If your Bible doesn't prove itself to be true, then I say put your God in a paper bag. He can't get out. You know, because you got to rightly divide the word. You know, and Scripture is for what? It's not for private interpretation. It's for how do you verify Scripture historically, doctrinally, and inspirationally? Right. Those are the three applications of any type of Scripture that you, if you're a theology professor or student or whatever. So how do you apply Scripture? You got to apply it and rightly divide it. So can anybody explain that? What's that mean? I'll rise him up a prophet amongst his brethren. Obviously, he wasn't talking to the Muslims at that time. He wasn't talking about Muhammad or anybody else. Who was he talking to?
There was no,
you know,
there was no Islam back then.
That's right.
Not in the biblical days. Hell, Islam didn't come around until, 1400s?
Later than that, actually. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. You know, but that Prophet Muhammad and all that, yeah, that's all disproven. I've debated with Muslims many times and just put them to shame. They just
I will say about the Muslims, they've never, ever, ever said a bad thing about Jesus. They will not do that. But the Jews on the other hand, look at Sarah Silverman, what she said about Jesus. I hope the Jews did kill Jesus. I'd kill him today.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? I mean, does it not correlate with you guys? Okay, you want to be pagan or whatnot, but if Jesus is not real and he never existed, why such the effort to destroy Christianity? Why?
Well, everything's documented. Historically, everything's documented. You know, they kept well-documented archives back then. You have an empty tomb that Jesus was really rose again and whatnot, but what race was Jesus? Well, if God obviously God created everybody here on Earth, right? So
I would say God is a racist. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because apparently he made the races different, right?
True.
He saw
that's exactly right.
Put us on different continents.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Natural segregation.
Wrong. No.
I don't know about that one, but they did. What happened when they built the Tower of Babel? What happened? And they all began to speak as one, right? And what did God say? Look what they've done. And they're speaking as one, and they're going to be like gods. And scattered everybody abroad. That's what happened. You know, that's when they all spread, were scattered abroad.
Yeah, no, I get that. I can, you know what? I can most certainly agree with you on that. That's where the races and languages split. I can't disagree with you on that. But obviously it's the will of the Almighty that we do not come together as one race, one religion, one, you know, culture. It's obvious because, you know, if you go back to the Bible, if you believe in the Bible, he destroyed that to keep it from happening. And now you got a certain group of people that are called Jews, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan.
Maybe they're the fallen angels. Maybe they're the angels that were cast out of heaven, and they're the demons, the demonic, that are controlled by Satan, because the Bible does say that. They're the synagogue of Satan, right? So what's the synagogue of Satan? These fallen angels, these demons that were cast out of heaven, because why were they cast out of heaven? Because they tried to gather all up together to what? Overthrow God, right? And what are we trying to do here on earth? We're all trying to come together as one, right? So
we're
doing the same thing.
There's a difference between a demon and a fallen angel, though. A demon is a disembodied spirit that was killed during the flood. Fallen angels, man, are you tracking with me? I get
what you're saying. I don't want to get too much into the metaphors of that. I was just trying to make a parallel there with Satan,
I thought that's what you were doing. Yeah. Because so many people that call themselves Christians, they totally dismiss the book of Enoch. And I think it's got a lot to say.
But the other caller was saying, all the books were verified and reproven to reproof themselves. What did I tell you earlier? There's three applications to proven scripture. What? Historically, doctrinally, and inspirationally. Okay, so that's self-evident right there to how you apply the books. Now, what did God say in the book of Psalms? He'll purify his word seven times, right? There's seven translations of the Bible, right? If you go by, what is it, Hebrew, Latin, Greek, Tyndale, Coverdale, Greek, Latin, and then in English. So, you know, there's seven translations. The seventh and final translation is English. English is the predominant language around the world today, right? So everyone has to speak English to do business or commerce somewhere around the world. So it's the predominant.
Flying in no airport without English.
That's right. So it's the seventh and final translation. Seven is the number of completion in the Bible. Three is creation. Seven is completion. So seven
is
the seventh translation. King James. What's that?
What is the number six?
Well,
what happened on the sixth day?
I don't want to go into each number. I don't think each number is verified in the Bible. It's not a numbers game.
I'm not going into gematria here, that Jewish gematria. I'm not going to do that.
The Bible, the King James Bible itself is not the true word of God. It's not the seventh translation. How can you disprove it? How can you disprove it? Because I can prove it through 4,000 prophecies that were fulfilled. The words, the one comma separates 2,000 years in the Bible. So can you disprove it for me?
I can't disprove. Pretty much, I can't disprove it. No, sir, I cannot. But what I'm saying is, always keep the open mind about things. I don't believe not one man put his hands on the stone that built the pyramid.
All right, that's fine. But like I said, we got to know what is the true word of God. You don't think God God cannot preserve His word for all of us to see and find easily if we wanted to? How easy is it to get a King James Bible today?
The Bible does say my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes,
and it's
correct.
Not because they don't read the Bible. It's because that you got John Hagee out here telling them to worship the Jews.
Yeah,
and the black population is the most infected individual. If you go and look at Leonard Patterson and listen to what he has to say about how the Jews, the communists, infiltrated the black churches in the 1920s, and that's where they started, and they cherry-picked this guy called Michael King, later be known as Martin Luther King, that was trained at the Highlander Folk School, which churned out a bunch of communist agitators, but they didn't call them that. They call them community organizers.
But you said you believe you're more or less for the paganism, right, the way of believing. Now, if you go to like the Revelation 2:1-8, Deuteronomy 18:9, Isaiah 8:19, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that they have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that they peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God, for the living to the dead. That's Isaiah. You know, and you go to Hebrews 10:26-31, James 4:12, I mean, Matthew 25:46. So the paganism idea right there, the King James Bible destroys, verse by verse, you know, whatever you throw at me as far as paganism.
Well, also, too, look at Hosea 1:9. What does it say in Hosea 1:9 about the Jews? What does it say?
Well, I wasn't talking about the Jews here. I wasn't talking about the Jews. I was just talking about the paganism. You were talking about paganism itself, right? What is paganism? Can you define what is paganism in your world today? Is what you're trying to, what you were talking about, that you feel more comfortable believing instead of believing in the Baptist or the fundamental Christianity that America withholds as its foundation here, that we stand on and believe on here in America today. Without the Jew, I agree with you about the Jews infiltrating and the evil Jew. I get all that, man, and I support you on that. But the pagan thing, you know, I just want to hear what you got to say about that.
You know, the thing about it is there's so much disinformation out there. How can you believe one thing over the other?
What do you mean? What do you mean? I don't understand. So you're telling me that you can't believe the Bible?
What are we going to do to stop killing each other worldwide? What are we going to do to stop killing each other worldwide?
Well, that's never going to stop. You know.
I
you know, paganism.
In the living room,
you know,
and watch Remember the Titans again.
Yeah, well, you know, the Roman Empire practices that paganism, polytheism type of stuff too. You know, and they were not the Christian popular belief. The text from the name of the group were Hellen, Gentile, and the heathen. The ritual sacrifice. That's where paganism's foundations come from. So, you know, it's idolatry. It's practicing idolatry.
Right, well, Mr. Johnson acting out. Yeah, is he chipping out and whipping on his
nose? I want to kill him right now. Here's the phone. Hurry up. Here,
no.
Sir.
I didn't hear what he had to
with
say.
With all that background noise.
Yeah, I know. Who's
got
the background noise
here? Folks.
Somebody's yelling.
Is that Mr. Johnson, that black man, he's whipping on his bitch?
No, that's not him. Somebody's yelling in the background there. Somebody dropped there, but... that wasn't Mark Johnson with the background noise, but let me see. I got him right.
Okay.
So, but go ahead. Anyway, I was just having a conversation about the paganism, and all of a sudden everybody went nuts there, so I don't know what happened. But, you know, maybe everybody didn't take a deep breath. I don't know.
No, we didn't go nuts with it. You just kind of went on the tangent. But that's okay, though, because, I mean, you gave me some information, and I'm going to look into it and whatnot. So,
yeah.
I mean,
I've got some other callers here that
want
to join us, too. My call board's going crazy, by the way. I don't know if – so let's go 601. Did I already have you on here? I got two 601s, so let me connect both of you. 601-748. Go ahead. You go
that's
first.
Mississippi.
Go ahead. Oh, Mississippi. All right.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, you know, the main goal of the left is to fracture and destabilize the white family. And when it comes to Christianity or paganism, back to that conversation again, paganism, ethno-paganism, which is what the Isatru is, specifically focuses on binding or creating a bond, recreating the bond of the white greater family, and that's why it's really that's why they're really afraid of it.
Okay,
that's it.
Yeah,
so
he's right.
Okay, so you're saying what what is the origin of paganism? See, I have to know. See, you have to understand. You have to search for the truth of yesterday to understand today. When you understand today, then you could look forward and plan for tomorrow. So that's what I always like.
Paganism,
that's how I apply history.
Paganism is the ethnic religion. It derives from Europe. Paganism can mean a bunch of different religions. Paganism just means non-monotheic, non-singular God. But European paganism, heathenry, Slavic, Odin, it's the European ethno-religions. That's what I'm referring to when I say pagan.
All this stuff. And you'll be able to tell these guys, as a civilized white man, well, this is what this is.
Well, let me ask you this. It was a label that Christians applied to others, right? In the early Christian church, right? The notion of paganism.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you agree with that, right? But the origin and application of the term pagan to polytheism is debated. You know, that was debated, and that went into the 19th century. Paganism was adopted as a self-descriptor of its members of various, artistic groups inspired by the ancient world, I guess, right? This ancient world of paganism that everyone's so fascinated with. So what, you know, because everyone gets the word pagan confused. That's the only reason why I wanted to know what your foundations of belief were. That's all.
Okay.
I was just telling you what I was, you know, from notes that I pull up and look or I have, because I'm a theology student, actually. So I just wanted to know and learn. That's all. I wasn't trying to put nobody down.
Yeah, the benefit, and it could be argued that the benefit of an ethno-religion, you know, if there's ever a debate about it, how it's beneficial is because it's an ethno-religion, because it's an exclusive religion, it's also a confined religion. Its desire isn't to spread and orphan people from their cultures and the languages, but to cultivate a specific culture of people. And that's how it contrasts with universal religions like Christianity and Islam.
Okay, so eclectic paganism, pantheon based paganism, Druidry, I think that's how you pronounce it, Wicca,
Druidry,
that you brought up earlier. So that has nothing to do with what you're talking about, correct?
I'm not referring to Wicca. Wicca is a multicultural version of paganism. It was created in the 1940s. It is not an ancient religion. It was created, what's that guy's name? Cromwell, something like that? That's who created Wicca. That's
Crowley.
Something that was made, I think, in America in the 20th century. That's got nothing
Crowley.
To do with ethno-paganism. Crowley, yeah.
So the alternate term
Aleister
to Christian...
Aleister Crowley.
Okay, Aleister Crowley.
He's right
about
that.
Yep, yeah, he is. And, you know, the Hellen and Gentile and heathen, you know, the ritual sacrifice, it was an integral part of
the ancient...
You know
what Aleister Crowley also said?
Go ahead.
That killing young boys and drinking their blood immediately while the adrenochrome is flowing through them, giving him power.
Yep. And we know adrenochrome, right? That's the number one commodity on Wall Street today, right? What's it going for?
$35,000. $35,000 for a liter of it.
Holy shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So so we have to be careful. We don't adopt ourselves into this global elite crowd that will adopt themselves. You got to remember, these wicked people out there will twist your mind and make you assimilate into their crowd.
You know what?
When I think of Wicca, I see some grown-up people with wands playing Harry Potter. That's what I see whenever I think of Wicca. But...
Well, true. I do too, right?
Yeah,
I get that picture. You know?
That's funny right there. Yeah.
You know, the ancient religious outlook, you know, remains active throughout much of the world today. So, therefore, the complex civilizations that we're trying – that you're talking about from years past and prior – that is very important. Is that really what God, the creator? Because anyone can stand back. When you're walking down the sidewalk and you see a watch on the ground, you pick it up. You don't say that was just there. It just didn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Someone built that.
Yeah.
It was built by an intelligent designer, right? So it's like look at the universe. Obviously, there's some kind of creator out there that created this. We didn't come from a monkey. We didn't come from a fish. We didn't roll up on a seashore and start evolving year after year after year after year. You know, because that evolution crap is that I don't buy that. You know, I just don't buy it. But I'm just saying there has to be an intelligent designer in the universe. And who is that God?
Read it.
What God?
You said you're a theologist. You're a theology student, right?
I'm a student. Yes.
Yes, sir. So you've probably studied Buddhism and Hinduism as well.
Yeah. I'm actually doing two courses on that right now. But I'll tell you what, that's a confusing, freaking mystical bunch of nonsense, if you believe it. Go ahead. Ask the question.
Well, each culture, you know, when it comes to these religions, they pretty much just have a different interpretation of what they see as natural things that happen in the universe. Like Buddhism has yin and yang. Light and dark, or as the Christians would say, God and the devil, good and evil. But to say that one is greater than the other, huh?
But again, you, there's one thing that I have that could beat everybody out is that fact that you have you have the deity of God, you have the Godhead, the Trinity of God. You have to understand the Trinity. You have to understand that God manifested Himself in the flesh to walk amongst us. Why? Why did He do that? Now, he wasn't a Jew. Okay, I get that. All right, that's fine. He wasn't black either. He wasn't Ethiopian because I've had debates with them too, you know, over that crap. But listen, He walked amongst us. Why? Because He wanted to feel and suffer. Why? Because man could never do through his free will what He expected us to do through His own, through His creation. He created us, right? We can all agree on that. So what? So you're telling me that we could be so perfect, we could be like gods? I mean, so what's the purpose of our creation then? To do what? You know, there's got to be a creator out there. Who's the creator? You know,
yeah.
I mean, see, that's the argument that we're getting. We got into that from freaking the Chinese invading America. So I don't know how to, you know, really, it's always interesting how it always reverts back to God. Every conversation I have when I start talking about the New World Order, it always comes back to God, always. You know,
whether
we agree or disagree.
I will say this. Jesus said, send my disciples, he sent his disciples to the lost tribes of Israel. Where did they go? They went to Greece and Italy. They went to Europe. Europa.
That's true. That's true.
About that for a moment.
That's true. Yeah. You're absolutely correct. I mean, you know, but what's Egypt? Egypt. What is Egypt? Because everything comes out of Egypt. I read that book, Out of Egypt, by Charles Chris Meyer, and I don't buy that either, you know, where that Jesus had to come out of Egypt and that he was, you know, you know, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of fallacies. But what the King James Bible is the only book that's not published. You know that? It's the only book in the entire world that's not published. It doesn't have a copyright.
Watch with the Bibles, though. Look for the Scofield Reference Bible. That's the ones you need to avoid.
The Scofield you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
You ever heard of Alan Watts?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of Baptist preachers out there I've debated with on that, man. Let me tell you. So I got to kind of agree with you on that one. You know, because when they start, but someone brought up an interesting point in the beginning. If Jesus wasn't Jesus and he wasn't God, why such if Jesus was a lie, it was the greatest lie ever told on earth. And more people have tried to disprove that lie than any other lie in the time of history. So therefore, something must make of it. I mean, there has to be something to it, right? Look at how they attack Hitler, right? I mean, right? What reason?
Thank you very much. Who's the most hated man in public eye? Hitler, right?
That's correct.
I think it's to do with the desire to rid morality from a society so people that want to do bad things can't be judged. That being one. And two, people want to feel like they're smarter than the average person that believes in a religion. So they try to put themselves on a pedestal by calling religious ignorance.
I'm going to ask you guys something. Have you ever heard of Sabbatean Francis?
The what?
Sabbatean Francis.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you might want to look that up. You might want to look it up.
If you don't mind, because we got time here. I'm not going to do the whole entire hours here of the show, but just go ahead and if you want to explain it, go ahead.
Sabbatean Francis was, I can't remember the son bitch's name. He was a Jew, just like Adam Weishaupt that created the Order of the Illuminati on May 1st of 1776. This guy, he created Sabbatean Francis out of the Talmud, and he did that in 1666. Hell of a number, huh? How about
Let me ask you this question, right? My main focal point is to this podcast, and that what Bert and I talked about, is to try to wake people up. You know, bring people together to wake them up. Whether or not you want to kill them or kill this one or kill that one, I don't care. The point of it is that we're trying to wake people up because the thing of it, we have to. You've got people out there that are zombies. They're zombies, man. Even the white people, they're so stupid and dumbed down and pathetic and disgusting. They got to wake up, rise up, and start educating themselves. all right? And you can't get nowhere in any type of an organization or group or belief or political value or government if you're not freaking have some type of articulation or educated in some type of way. I mean, that's just the way it is. So that's the purpose of this show, is to try to wake people up and think. I was going to start calling people tonight and asking if they accept Federal Reserve notes if I didn't get callers like you guys calling in, because I'll make something out of the show. I don't care. I'll make it from nothing into something. You know, and that's the name of the game, and that's what I'm trying to do. So, you know, whether or not we disagree, that's good.
Have you guys looked into Alan Watts?
Randy Weaver and the Branch Davidians.
The Branch Davidians? Well, you know.
Do you not recall what they called him David Koresh? They called him a white separatist, like they did with Randy Weaver.
Randy, let me tell you something about Randy Weaver, okay? I knew Randy Weaver, okay, and I knew his family, okay? And I was there in Idaho. I went out there. I was back then in the movement back then. I was with Tom Metzger, all those guys back then. I remember 1994, us meeting afterwards also. All right, so I've been around a long time. So, you know, I'm an old man, but I was around. And I'll tell you, right, that's a disgusting part of this government and what they did to that man and his family. And Waco, too, what happened there. And I remember I joined the militia movement, whatnot in the mid '90s. So you know, it's what I'm trying to do is, like I said, is that what you just brought up there is very. It's an example of how ignorant we are because we allow it to happen because we allow our government to do that to us as a people, and we shouldn't. But we're pointing our fingers at the black people, the Jewish people. Well, you know what? Stand up then and let's get rid of it. Knock it off. How do you do that? I mean, you talk about Hitler. Hitler
white
did it, right?
Come to his senses.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you, like George Lincoln Rockwell said, that there's only three countries that ever whipped communism, and that's Spain, Italy, and Germany. And they did it by using an iron hand.
Yep. That's exactly.
I agree. But let's be number
these
four.
These guys are literally telling. Look at that Sephardic Jew AOC. She's saying she wants Republicans or Trump supporters put in camps.
You know what? And check this out. She's from a tiny little district in New York. Okay. Why does she have so much of a voice? Why are they clinging to her? Does anyone know her history? Does anyone know her background? Does anyone know who she came from or who she's associated with? Those are things that we should be looking into. But instead, we're too busy, you know, spouting off at the mouth, arguing about stupid crap, dividing ourselves, you know, divide and conquer, because we're allowing the Jews and people like that, the puppets, the puppet masters, to divide us. So therefore, they're able to conquer us. I mean, I'm sure you guys heard all this stuff before, man. But you know, but the thing of it is that you know that's what we're trying to do on this podcast show is try to educate the people. And I wouldn't dare say enlighten. But
I called in yesterday to the NSM with Commander Colucci, and I apparently said something that's so controversial. It never got played on the playback. You know, if you go back on the.
I think I know why. I get it. And you got to understand something. Bert has a responsibility, just like me, with this podcast show. And so when you call in, I know you have the liberty to say what you want, but you got to remember, we have a responsibility. They're going to come, you know, to do a show here or a podcast to certain rules because you people have allowed these people to make the rules. You know, because you're the guys that listen. You're the ones that control it. So, therefore, you know, we've allowed these people to make these rules, and they're shutting us down little by little. So, Bert, you know, we're just trying to do things the right way. That's all. I don't think it was controversial what you said. It's just that maybe for sound quality, happened.
No,
I was there. I listened
to
it.
No.
I heard it.
What I said was extremely controversial because I told the truth.
Well, is there any other way to tell the truth? Let me ask you a question. Brother to brother, let me ask you a question. Is there any other better way, educatedly, to say it better?
How could I put this? There's a reason that Asians have little dicks and blacks have big dicks.
Yeah, that's fine, but that's not. But dicks aren't going to win the war.
There's a biological reason in there, and
because Asians are small and black people are fucking tall.
Because Asian women are more faithful and less promiscuous than black ones. Of course, I'm not going to hear this tomorrow. It's probably going to get cut off.
You'll hear it tomorrow. I guarantee you'll hear it tomorrow. All right? But the thing of it is that that's not
what I said, and it's the truth. And I also told him, I told Colucci, I said, the reason there was segregation was because blacks were 90% of the syphilis population back then.
Yeah, but that's not a fact, though. That wasn't a fact. But that's not a fact. But you did. I remember you saying a lot of things that you said you're going to bring facts to the show, and I'm interested in that. I'm interested.
If you want to bring some
factoids, I want to hear that.
You called in, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I was listening to what you had to say.
Because you asked about where my sources were.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes. Yes, sir.
Well, they're disappearing every day.
Okay.
My
you said the South
is disappearing all the time.
Yeah, but what's your? Can you give me your? Can you give me? You said you want to bring facts. I want to hear some facts. I want to hear the facts. I like that. I love facts, man. I love them.
Okay.
You know.
All right. You heard about Selma, Alabama?
Yes. What's the facts?
What's the facts? I'm going to tell you what the facts are. The police were there, and, of course, it was a normal, peaceful protest, right?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Okay. And all the communist agitators, being Negroes, most of them, started throwing bricks and bottles at the police. The police retaliated, and all you ever saw was what the media put out there with dogs biting on the black folks.
Okay. So what's the moral purpose of what you're trying to say here? What's the fact that you're trying to bring that we all could understand here in a simplistic way that you know how to say it? And I won't edit this out, I promise.
Selma, Alabama, everything you've been told about it is a lie.
Okay.
Rosa Parks, no, that was a recreation. Complete recreation. She had nothing to do with that. She actually was a student of the Highlander Folk School, just like Martin Luther King and John Lewis, which he's dead and gone, thank goodness. They were students to be.
Okay. What about the Klan? I know you brought up the Klan, too. You said something about the foundation, the truth about the foundation and the Klan. I want to hear that one.
That's right, the Klan.
Pagan religion.
I'll tell you what, you know why the Klan started?
Why?
Because after the so-called Civil War, which it wasn't a civil war because it was two nations fighting against, you know, each other. Two sovereign
nations. All
right,
I got that one. That was a good one. I like that one. It wasn't civil. I like
no,
that.
It wasn't.
Go ahead. All right.
After the war, I'm going to try to watch my language because I don't want to get cut off. The freed slaves, if you will, was raping, robbing, killing, and stealing at will, doing whatever they want to do, just kind of like what they do now, nothing different. And the Union soldiers wouldn't do anything about it. Matter of fact, some of them participated in it. They started the Ku Klux Klan, and they wore white robes to represent the ghost of the Confederacy. And blacks are very superstitious. They are. I don't care what you say. They are.
And was it a victory, though? Was it a victory, this idea to do that? Was it a victory? Did it achieve its goals?
Yes, it did.
How? Because here we are in 2020, and the blacks, you just said, are doing the same thing.
Well, he did that temporarily at the time because the Klan, they were the vigilantes. They said, to hell with this. Because they went out and they started snatching up those Negroes that was raping, robbing, killing, and stealing, and they started lynching their asses, which was the, you know, the way it was back then.
But you know, 22% of the population was black in the South at that time, and as a matter of fact, a majority of the people that owned the slaves at that time period that you're talking about were in the North. So explain that. Why would that then be? That wasn't the main focal point of the Civil War, was it? It was over what, the economy, the taxes, the bankers that put the tax on the cotton, correct? And then the Congress walked out. What was it, the 37th Congress that walked out? I could be wrong, but it walked out and abandoned their seats. And then that's why we have this two separate constitution idea now, with the republic and the democracy idea, you know. So, but anyway, the bankers from the North funded the war. The Rothschilds funded the war for the North, the Northern aggression. You always hear that term, the Northern aggressors. They were the Northern aggression on the South, right? So why were they aggressing on the South? To impose that tax and to destroy the economy of the South, to do what? You know, because so it wasn't over slavery. So why were the blacks so singled out there at the end? That was the Jews promoting it through what? Through the educational system, through the history. That's false. The false narrative that the Civil War was all about slavery, right? Which it wasn't. But yet we keep talking about it like it was also. You know. So what's like I said, the end game result is who won, who's winning now, and what can we do to change it?
Yeah, you're kind of right about that. I believe The Catalyst was a fictional book called Uncle Tom's Cabin. I think that is what started the it didn't really start it because the North and the South had disagreements from the days of the U.S. Confederacy, you know, in 1776.
You mean the Revolution.
Right.
Yeah, the Revolution.
Well, they were
period.
Confederacy then. That's what they called themselves.
Well, the problem is they were talking, but it was all about the money at the time, the bartering system. And that's why thing I do on my show, I focus on what? The Federal Reserve banking cartel, because we all have to have an honest bartering system. Yeah, the Rothschilds. Yeah, the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Carnegies, the J.P. Morgans of the world. You know, those people, you know, Chase Manhattan, the banks, the big banks that own everything. They own us. They own our – because they put us into what? Slavery. We're actually in slavery right now because we're into debt.
Well,
we're in debt. Debt-based
system. The Secretary of War of the South was Judah P. Benjamin. He was also called – Thomas Jefferson's pet Jew.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was a Jew.
How could the Jews have so much influence back then, though? How could they have so much money over the money changers? Are they – because they're the synagogue of Satan, right? And we know Satan's been here since the beginning, since the creation, right, of earth, and he has dominion over the earth.
Pretty much, I can't disagree with you on that.
So how do we stop it? So because we're arguing amongst ourselves about religion.
Well,
and what we
I
believe,
tell you what,
you know?
Why would you want to stop white race?
What's that?
Is that Mr. Johnson?
Oh, I was saying, why would you want to stop the white race?
Why would I want to stop the white race? Who said that? I didn't say that.
I'm white and proud.
I'm proud to be white.
I didn't realize you guys were on here, but hey, I'm going to have to go here soon, but just one last thing that I wanted to say is that Mark Johnson guy, is he still on here?
I'm sure he's listening, but I don't think he's on here right now. Hang on, let me check. I got a full board still, and I got some people that pressing one still, so I'll get to you, I promise. No, I don't think he's on here, but he's listening probably via the internet.
I was going to say that. You know, I think one of the best things for all those black people would be a eugenics program where they could kind of like, you know, you get the better of them to be the ones that have the kid or two or whatever, and then, you know, the thugs and criminals to be the ones that don't have kids. And over time, you know, their race would
become
better.
They're already doing it, though. through abortion
what
and whatnot,
that?
Right? They're already doing
no,
it.
No, not abortion, like, no. No, not abortion.
But that's just a sample, I'm saying. So it's one agenda that they have. I mean,
yeah,
what I'm trying to say is this.
I don't care about that abortion shit. I'm
I know,
talking
but you see,
like
we're in no position right now to put that program out there because you know what you're going to do? You're going to chase off all the people sitting on the fence. We got to get them. How did Hitler do it? How did Hitler achieve his goals? He didn't come right out and say, let's kill the Jews, right? He didn't do that, did he? So,
no,
you know, how are you going to
–
because right now we're the small number right there. We don't have any power right now. So how are we going to get these people?
He never did kill the Jews.
He didn't do it.
No, the killer and the Nazis were actually helping the Zionists.
Who?
I don't know about that.
They were. I'm curious. Hitler and the Nazis were trying to send the Zionist Jews back to Israel so that they could build their own nation.
There was no Israel. There was no Israel yet.
It's called the Havara Agreement.
Palestine.
They were just trying to get rid of them. It's called the Havara Agreement. I know what
you're
talking about.
You know.
Oh, enlighten me on your grandiose history.
Okay, so the Zionists wanted to remove the Jews from the land of Europe and return them back to their land of origin.
Yes.
Theodore Herzl.
Yeah, I got you.
He was a Zionist that believed in working with noble anti-Semites to achieve the final solution to the Jewish question.
You are intelligent.
Okay, so therefore, hang on, let me, Adam, if I may. So therefore, you said their land of origin. So what's their land of origin? Because then you would have to agree with what the Bible says, right?
Thank you very much.
My land of origin is the land of Zion.
He's a Jew.
Okay.
Yes, I am a Jew. An honest Jew, and I know about the way that the Jews have become a race of parasites.
Yes.
What percentage
of Jews
are you?
Yes, I realize that the Jewish race is a race of parasites.
Yes.
But now what my goal is to get
what
the Jews to be able to become a race that is not parasitic.
Is a Jew not the
truth?
So he's a Jew. All right, so you're Jewish.
You know,
okay.
Yeah,
right,
there's Jewish engineers, right?
Okay.
So, okay, the Jews are basically a race of parasites. I hope that you guys understand that, right?
I thought Jews was more of like a culture, not a race of people. I mean,
no,
it's a race.
No, it's a race.
The Jews are a race.
Okay, all right.
They
I was just asking.
They are a race of people.
Okay.
The Jews are part of the Semite race.
The
Semite race.
They are.
But
you know what?
The Middle Easterners, that is the Semite race.
But
all right, so
now
what's your plan? You defined your plan how are you going about it?
Okay. Hold on, guys. I want to hear what the Jews got to say.
All right.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Give him the platform.
Is part of the Semite race. The Semite race is basically the Middle Easterners. Okay, the Jewish race has become a parasitic race.
We know that. You said that already. Okay.
Right. So my goal here is to try to get the Jews to be able to function as a race that is not parasitic.
And how are you going to do that?
Okay, there's plenty of Jewish engineers, you know, chemical engineers, mechanical engineers, and the way that you would do this is you would get the Jews to realize that being parasitic is actually bad for them. Destroying the host race is bad for the Jewish race. So the Jews need to invest their money into the better interests of the white race. Entertain the ideas of a powerful white race. And then...
Are you really a Jew?
Yes, I am a Jew.
He said
I am
a
Jew.
I have no way of moving it or misproving it. I don't know. So you're
because
okay.
You don't sound like no damn Jew I've ever known.
That's true. I am a Jew, and I am a white supremacist.
You're a Semite. You can't look. White supremacy is a false word. All it means is Western Christian civilization.
Why? What is white supremacy?
Listen here,
that's a narrative that the Jews have born and bred into the people in the Bible today.
Not
you know that
a narrative. The white race.
It is a narrative.
The highest and most superior of all of the races.
Okay,
the white race is the most technologically advanced. Is that something
that
you
hold
do
on,
not
hold
agree
on,
with?
Hold on, Jew boy. Hold on, Jew boy. What does the Talmud say about Jesus Christ and his mother?
I'm not talking about the Talmud. I'm talking about the
Jewish
race.
Oh, you don't
want
to talk
race.
About the Talmud.
So you're not a practicing Jew. You're not a practicing Jew. So any questions about Jewish practices, you're not going to be able to answer, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't believe in any of that stuff. I don't believe in that Talmud. I don't believe in that Mosaic religion. I believe in the Jewish race, not that Mosaic religion. So
you've already contradicted yourself.
We believe the Jews are a race.
All right, hang on. All right, just take a time out there. I got 647. I didn't see this number up here yet. I've been scanning
all right,
the call.
So, hey, guys, real quick. One last thing that I'm going to tell you.
Moderator.
The white race is the highest.
Leave the Jew in there. I
want to
hear what you
got
to say.
All of the races. Remember those words.
All right, we will. We'll remember your words.
Hey, listen. The highest and most superior of all of the races.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your last comment there. All right, 647, go ahead.
I'll see you around. 88, hail Hitler.
Hey, Judaism is a religion. It's not a race.
That's correct.
It's a race, you dumbass.
Well, it's not.
It's
then you're really not a race. It's a religion. It's a culture.
It's not a race.
It is
The Jews that can trace their lineage back to King Solomon are Ethiopian. So how can Judaism be a race?
I'll get out of here with that black liberation bullshit.
No, it's not. It's not.
Wakanda
black
ain't real,
black.
Motherfucker.
He's giving a view, a perspective here. So let's not shut him down. I mean, you know, let's hear him out. You know, before we attack him, and then everyone can, you know, bring facts to him. Let's provide the facts. Let him provide facts. And you guys provide
the
facts.
They have no facts. They haven't written the language or the will. They never invented the will.
Hey, partner, we got to let the man present his facts, and then you can disprove them.
All right.
These are facts that even, I mean, these are facts that are even in your books. This is not black anything.
This
is research that white people have done. That's not even up for debate. Like that, I don't even know. I'm not gonna even. So you can have your own.
All right,
you brought that
argument to the table. That's fine. Now let me get to 863 here.
Now,
all right.
So now what I wanted to say was that.
Yeah, please.
The problems that you're trying to solve is going to be very difficult for you to solve. And because they can always play on your hate, and you always fall for it. So if we talk about, I don't know if you guys know about Leo Frank. So back in 1913, Leo Frank was a Jewish businessman in the South. I think it was Georgia. Leo Frank raped and murdered, I think it was a 13-year-old white girl.
What?
And what he did was, He murdered her, and then he got another one of the guys who was a black guy who was just kind of working and sweeping up in the factory that he owned. He got him to help him dispose of the body. Now, when the police went to get Leo Frank, he tried to blame the black guy for the murder. The police came and got the black guy. I can't remember his name. The black guy, they got him down in the police station. And they interrogated him and kind of tortured him, but then they came out and said, look, we believe the black guy. He didn't do this. Leo Frank did this. So they had a trial with Leo Frank, and the black guy testified, and then Leo Frank was convicted of the murder, the rape and murder of this girl. And even before that rape and murder, a lot of the white people in the South didn't like how the George people were moving.
Yeah, she was 13 years old.
No, let him finish his point, please.
Yeah.
Can he finish his point?
On,
I mean, we're yelling at him. Let's let him. I'll give him a couple minutes here. Let him take. You know, he's a caller. Give him his respect. I mean, you know, please, I'm asking, please.
So what happened was, the people didn't. The Jewish people had some money, and they put some money together, and somehow got him out, got him released, or he was going to be released on the charges. So the white people in the town got upset. They went to the jail. They pulled him out of the jail, and they hung him.
And hung his ass.
Pictures of
because they paid off the judge.
But so here's what the Jewish people did. And here's what they did.
They established the ADL.
They said this is disturbing, and we can't have this. So one of the things that they did was they created what is now known as the ADL, Anti-Defamation League. They felt that because they knew that the white people were getting very upset with the Jews. So they created the Anti-Defamation League. And another thing that they did, this is the beginning of Hollywood kind of thing, they took the book Birth of a Nation and they funded a movie, the movie Birth of a Nation. Their goal was to take the heat off of the Jews and make the black man the boogeyman, right? So what they did was they made the movie Birth of a Nation, and then they had a scene in there, you know, they had the same scene kind of like with Leo Frank, but this time they had the face of a black guy, right? They put on blackface.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And they had the black guy running
around over and over. But listen, but Hitler was able to figure all this out, right? Hitler was able to figure a lot of this out. That's why. Am I correct?
I'm going to bring it around to today.
Okay. All right.
So then what they did was they funded, they pushed, and they put more funding behind the KKK, which was already going at that time. And they caused such a fervor that the KKK and white people started attacking, killing, hanging, and burning and castrating black people, black men.
Wrong.
Based on all of this stuff that was going on. Hold on. So that's what happened.
I'm finished. Give him a viewpoint here.
No, this is what happened. It's documented. Like, go do your research.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying, I'm giving you the floor here. Go ahead.
So they were able to do that because they were able to play on the hate of the white people and switch them around and then blame black people.
Yeah, but what about
so
the hate of the black
that's
people,
been done,
though?
So
you know what I'm saying? Because they're switching
today,
it in the narrative around
to
now,
today,
though. Yeah, let's talk
if
about
you
today.
Go to today.
Well,
80%
of the
happens, if you will notice,
cattle and horse theft.
Hang on, we can't talk over everybody. We can't do that because we can't hear anything then.
If you will notice, every time something came up, they wanted to blame black people. So whether it was Charles Manson, who after he did the Tate murders, he said his goal was to blame black people for it, to get the race war started, whether underground they were going to blow up buildings in D.C., blame it on black people to get the race war started.
Correct,
you know,
but they didn't achieve their goal, but they're achieving
it
today. Why?
If you look at what happened even during this past election, what did they say the day after the election? They said black people put Joe Biden over the top. Black people didn't vote. We didn't vote.
Well,
in large numbers, we didn't even vote.
In large numbers, that's not true because that's not true at all because a majority
of
the black people.
That is true, and I'm going to tell you, why. Here's the evidence. We didn't vote because when black people vote Democrat, they vote all the way down Democrat, top to bottom. What happened was all the down ballot races, Democrats had problems because there wasn't enough votes, and then surprisingly, all the votes showed up for the presidency.
Yeah,
but
that's
not
a good point because there was a lot of seats got flipped to Republican. That's a good point.
Exactly. So how did the black people go in those booths and vote just president and then turn around and walk out? No, they vote down ballot. That's how we always vote. That's how most black people vote. So what I'm saying is they did it again. They said, oh, we know you're going to be upset because we stole the election from you. But look at those.
Well, I think it's more than that, caller. I think a lot of it has to do with the globalist agenda fixing the election. Because you go all the way back to the Nixon-Kennedy election where there was fraud.
Here's what I'm saying. They will always be able to get you guys because they will always be able to.
Who's
you.
They? But who's they? That would be the devil, right? It would be the devil, right? It would be evil. It'd be evil to divide the people.
You can call them whatever they want. They own the media. They can always flip and then put anything that they do.
Yeah, they're
coronavirus, but they say, oh, black people are getting it more than anybody else. They'll always be able to use.
Well, you made,
hate
that's, hey, listen, man, you made some great points. Hey, listen, Fred, you made some great points, and that was well spoken. I agree with you. That was you're right on by some of it. But I believe the globalist agenda has a little bit more than to do with the races of the people. I believe it has to do with good and evil, you know, fighting against each other. You know, there's no room for darkness. Excuse me, there's no room for light in a room of darkness. You know, there's no place for it. So, but 863,
but, I mean,
so you can stay
on
the line if you want. I want to bring in 863. He's been waiting a long time, and then 601 is still there because I'm getting too many people talking over each other. 863, go ahead.
Hey, Joe, Bert Colucci, how you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm doing a crazy night trying to keep control of everything. But I got a mixture of people here.
Yeah.
I got, you know, the whole bunch of them on here. Everyone's disagreeing, but that's what the name of the game is, right? Try to bring some knowledge to
the
people.
I hear that. And if those are coming in from my platform and those are NSM people, I only heard one NSM member in there the entire time, and that was Corporal Bigfoot. I don't know who the rest of the people are in there, but if you guys are talking over whoever's on there, you guys know I don't put up with that shit on my show, and he shouldn't have to put up with it on this show. So if somebody's talking, shut your goddamn mouth, hear what they've got to say, make a legitimate argument. I don't do interviews in international media that way, and you guys coming out here and acting like that isn't helping the case at all. So that being said, I know we were talking about religion, Joe, and I know, you know, that's, like I said, this is your podcast. You're allowed to do it however you like. Just from the NSM perspective, though, we don't, you know, anybody can be any religion they want to be as long as they're not Jewish. So that's the position of the organization. So we don't, this.
Oh, okay.
And
I
like
I was,
the fact
getting,
I
was getting
you,
a different perspective
yeah.
there. Like if you're a Baptist, oh, no, you know, you're done.
No, absolutely not. And these guys know that. I don't care if you're a Catholic, if you're a Methodist, if you're a Mormon. What facts to Christianity, if you're a heathen. I'm not here to talk about religion. We're not here to talk about religion. You guys can talk about that. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying as far as the organization standpoint goes, as long as you're not Jewish, we don't care what religion you are. And these are the things that rip white nationalist groups apart, as you can hear everybody trying to talk over each other. And this is exactly why we don't get into it. I don't care who you pray to. You can do whatever you want to do. As long as you stand up for your race and your nation, that's all I'm going to ask you to do.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I agree. What do you think about that last caller that called in? He gave a little. He's still on the call, and I've gotten a diverse crowd on here. And I've gotten a lot of black people that were listening. In. Had Mark Johnson on here, and he kind of got attacked there, and that's not right because you know he's bringing his viewpoint, but bring the facts, like you say, Bert. Bring facts, and that's what this last caller was doing. He was trying to spew facts. Is what he's saying true, or is there any way to disprove him on a factual, or do you agree with him?
I'm sorry, I may not have caught that. I've kind of been in and out. What was he was saying? Just give me a.
Okay, I didn't know. Are you still on the line there? He gave a very depictive history of basically of how the Jew has played upon the hatred of the people, and that's how they get us to attack each other. Basically, that's what he was trying to say, I think. If I could be wrong, if he's still there, he could speak up.
Yeah,
well,
what I was
the
saying.
The problem is.
Oh, no, he's there, Bert. There he is. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was basically saying that, but you were asking, you know, how you can solve your problem, which I don't really know what your problem is necessarily, but one thing I can say is that they are able to play upon the hate that you have for black people. They can always turn that around. They can always turn that, right? And so you'll take your eye off the ball. And then you'll go hating black people while they're taking over the whole world. And that's one
well,
of the reasons
why. You just said we didn't have a ball because you just said, what's the ball? What's our eye on? Our eye on is what? My eye is on restoring my republic from my country and stop letting it get destroyed by a bunch of socialist libtards that want to destroy the moral fabric of the land that I live in and what I saw my founders build And we can debate that all, you know, say, oh, the black people built it. White people, you know, listen, my founders built this country. I'm talking about George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Those are my founders. I respect America. I love America, land which I love. God bless the Republic. That's what I stand for. My eye is on, that's what my eye is on. And I don't want these Jewish bankers here destroying my economy, control my dollar. That's what my eye is on. But I know you gave that perspective of what you thought of what they're trying to do is divide me, and you said my hate. I don't have any hate. I don't have any hate at all. I mean, that's quite clear. But if you listen to all my shows, I don't have any hate towards anyone. I have division for a reason. I'm separate, being separate for a reason, because they're forcing us to come together for what reason? To destroy, because we can't get along. We're just different. We're not going to get along. It's just every time something happens in society or someone suffers, okay, through a crime, what have you. Look at the shootings. You know, every time there's a police shooting, what happens? Every time. It's always the white cop's fault, right? Why? Why is that? You know, well, you know, look, man, that Floyd character, that guy was a criminal. What happened there, the guy was wrong. You know, every time it's resist authority, resist our laws, resist our system. You know, why? And I'm not saying that blacks don't receive injustices or there's wrongs that happen to them. I'm not saying that. But what I'm trying to say is that they don't respect our way. Our way. Get out and fight for something. Where do you see the black community fighting for anything? They always want the free handouts. I want 40 acres and a mule. I want something for free. That's my problem with the black community. And I think Byrne would agree with that.
I don't think 40 acres and a mule was offered because for free, just to give it away.
As an example of what was depicted.
I don't think that's what 40 acres and a mule was.
Well, look, I have 40 acres and a mule. Nobody deserves anything for free. But, Bert, go ahead. You hear what this caller is having to say. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Joe. Just to answer the question, he had mentioned hate. And to just kind of expound on that, hate out there, in my opinion, and I think most people, most white proud-to-be people out there would agree with what I'm about to say, hate is any time you stand up for yourself or the white race. Hatred to me is something that a person holds inside of them, and it's like holding a ball of fire, and it's something you're never going to throw at somebody. That's not what I feel. I don't think that's what most white people feel. What most white people feel right now is absolute and utter disgust. We are sick of the bullshit. We are sick and tired of black people via the Jews coming in and saying, well, you've got to like black people or else. And same thing in reverse.
Jews don't say
the
that.
Same thing in reverse. Black. Oh, yes, they absolutely
Jews don't
do.
Say that.
They say that you. They absolutely do. They say you will get along, you will like it, or we will prosecute you for hate crimes.
This is why they've been able to get away with it so much. You know that the Jews don't want black people and white people to get along. That doesn't even make any sense. How would they be able to do what they do? How could there be a CNN if we all got along? How could there be an MSNBC if we all got along? That doesn't make any sense. We have to be at odds, even for them to make money. Like, you gotta.
You didn't let him finish his point. You didn't let him finish his point. That's what they're forcing us to do, but that wasn't the end game result. I think Bert was trying to get at. Let him finish his point. Go ahead, sir.
Can I ask you a question here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why is it that 13% of the population is in 99% of the commercials, and they are always in the power of position? They're trying to tell me, a white man, how to get a home loan or a car loan. Or, you know, why is that? It's called predictive programming. Okay? 13% of the population is telling me what to do and how to do it. There ain't no black people.
Well, you're talking about the Jewish people, right? They're actually 2.5% of the population, actually.
Let's say we're less than one. It doesn't make a difference. In 2040, the Hispanics will be the majority in the country. And I think.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen to the black folks after that? You know what they call you?
It doesn't.
They call you
Miñata. But why would you worry?
Don't interrupt the please. Don't interrupt
people.
The caller, please. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I won't interrupt. I'm sorry.
No, not you, not you. I was talking about the other caller. He was talking over you. I can't have people talking over each other because I know you're trying to make a point. You know, I know everyone has a lot to say, but everyone will get a chance, man. Just don't talk over their points. Go ahead, sir.
No, I mean that's what will be, you know, in 2040, and Joe Biden just reiterated it. So, you know, I think that's where your focus is going to be. So my only point was that they are able to always use that hate to deflect and deflect off of them. They've always been able to do it, and they've been very, very good at it. And I don't see that as any less effective today than it was in the day of Leo Frank.
Okay.
It's going to stop
Bert.
Being less effective.
Go ahead,
it's going to be less effective. Yeah. It's not going to be effective because of what's happening right now, and you're going to see it, and especially with the election of Biden, this is actually playing right into my hands is what's happening by electing Biden. With Trump, everybody screamed racist. They said that he was going to turn this into a white nationalist nation. Well, essentially, if you believe the media, he's out and Biden's in, and they've got Kamala Harris as the vice president-elect. So what this is going to do is this is going to push socialism down the throats of all the white people who have been on the sidelines. It's going to get them off the fence, and it's going to get them saying white nationalism is the way forward, and that is absolutely the way that's going to work. And it's going to work beautifully. And if you think it's not, then why are there so many problems with the police now? The police are getting sick of it. They're tired of being told, well, we have to protect black people, but every time we go out there and try to enforce the law, black people accuse us of being racist. And then BLM turns around and goes on TV and says, well, how come the police aren't protecting us?
Again,
you're screaming to defund them. You're screaming to defund them. You don't want them. What do you want? You want black people to just patrol black neighborhoods and just let everybody kill each other? Here's the problem that I have with that. This is my country. I don't care if black people shoot each other, but I'm not going to have white people stuck in the crossfire of black people acting like animals. And I'm not going to sit there and let these Jews make me feel guilty for being white. They've been pulling this shit for 4,000 years, and anybody thinks that because it's going on 2021 right now that this is a different story, they're nuts. A zebra doesn't change its stripes, and these Jews are not going to change one single bit. They're the masters of deception.
But there again, you're focusing on black people where there's not even a problem. You don't even you're
what?
Even
you
though
say,
they've taken over your monetary system, and you're still focusing on black people.
Well, it's your
that's
monetary
your
system too. It's your monetary system too, and you and the black community is wanting the free money, right?
In this conversation, and I'm respecting your show. This is your country, so that's why I'm saying your monetary system. You said this is your country.
Okay,
so
I get you. I understand
that. Premise.
Okay.
So if that's the premise, then they've taken over your monetary system. They've taken over your entertainment, the airwaves, and you're still focusing on, well, black people are doing this. And I'm just like, I'm sitting here like,
what does this
wow.
What does the black community
wow.
want? What does the black community want? Speak. You're black. I had Mark Johnson on here. He was a black man. He actually was running for president as the common man. What does the black community want? What do you want? What do you think you're going to achieve here with Joe Biden?
Well, listen.
You
don't
out there.
Pick Joe Biden. Don't put that on us. White people pick Joe Biden. Who voted Joe Biden in? And who stole the election? And we didn't steal that
well,
election.
CIA and, well, yeah, the party. But what does the black
election.
Community want, though, sir? What do you want? What will
no,
make the black community
listen.
Happy? What will make it happy?
Listen. You guys have been watching too much TV because you think that we go around thinking about you guys, saying you guys doing this, that, and the other. You got to stop watching TV. That's number one. Number two. That's not the – what we want is what we want, and if we want it bad enough, we'll get it. That's not the issue at hand. The issue at hand is what is going on now. They're basically taking the country from you guys. And this is exactly what I talked about. This conversation is evidence of what I was saying earlier. And I'll just leave
well,
it
I say the same thing. The elite globalists are right, undermining the country, but there still is effect. You still have the black community out there, whether we respect them or not, I respect black people. I mean, you can be proud and black. You can represent yourself. But I'm just saying, where do you see the black community? What do you want? You're here in America. You don't want to. You hate America. Most of the black community does. You know that in the cities they don't. They hate them. Listen, man, I've been around it. I know they don't respect the white man and its laws and it's the system. The man is coming. This they don't respect us. They don't respect this system. They don't like America. If you don't like America, then what do you want?
You've been watching so much TV. The black people.
No, man. Hey, listen. I've been around.
And
you trust me.
That want to stay in America are fine with America. Or else they would leave. A lot of
as long as you got the free handouts, right? As long as we're taking care of those inner cities and we're paying for the welfare and the food stamps, right?
61%, 64% of black males are in the middle class. And that's black males. So I don't know what you're talking about.
65% of all blacks are on some kind of welfare. Yeah.
64% of black men are in the middle class.
Yeah, the ones that are in the middle class, though, but that's not
–
no, you're taking that – no, you're not taking that – you're not taking that stat from honest perspective. No, you're not – you're taking it from the ones that are out here in society, not the prison population, the ones on probation, the ones that are convicted of felony. You're not – you're not doing that right. I know what you're doing right now. That's not true. Those are not true numbers.
That is true numbers. Now, what I can say is –
can I intervene for a moment?
Yeah, hang on one second, sir. Hang on. No, let's let the gentleman. What's your first name? Because I don't have to say sir. You know, because everyone's just talking
JC.
To them.
JC.
All right, JC. Hang on one second. Let the gentleman here finish his point, and then I'll bring you on. Okay.
And I want to hear what JC has to say, and so I'll let him talk. But I will just say that you gotta see. I just think that the main problem is with that you guys have is not with us.
We have.
You can't see
it. Hey, come on now. Don't interrupt him. Let him finish. Come on.
I want to hear what JC has to say.
All right, JC. Go ahead, JC. All right, I know. What they meant by when you say you guys is that, well, you know, when you say you people, that's a racist remark. See, that's brainwashing.
Well,
but go ahead,
I don't
JC.
Give a damn. I don't give a damn. Look, if you're driving down the road, you see a 1987 Cutlass with tinted windows, big ass